scripture text for meditation is taken from Psalm 14. Psalm 14, and I shall read. Verse 1. The fool have said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. The Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. They are all gone aside. They are altogether become filthy. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge? Who eats up my people as they eat bread and call not upon the Lord? There were they in great fear, for God is in the generation of the righteous. Ye have shamed the counsel of the poor, because the Lord is his refuge. Oh, that the salvation of Israel will come out of Zion, when the Lord bringeth back the captivity of his people. Jacob shall rejoice, and Israel shall be glad. Lord bless the reading of his word.
Very good morning to brothers and sisters in Christ. First of all, I would like to thank our beloved pastor, Reverend Timothy Toh, as well as the session, for giving me this opportunity to be here. I count it a great privilege to preach in this church. And in fact, I had not very much opportunity, once in a while only. So I would like to thank Reverend Toh as well as the session for allowing me to share the Word of God with you. Now this morning, my topic is the greatest fool. While teaching in school about 45 years ago, I came across many bright students. They were very bright, and then they were all praised by their classmates. Some are quite okay, moderate, not too bad. One or two, I think the worst. So what happened was that he is constantly being bullied by the other classmates and so forth. Not because he was naughty, but because he was not intelligent, not clever enough. And so we see that the fool in this particular passage is not the same fool as what we used to come across in society and in schools. I remember there was a principal of the Nanyang University called Lin Yutang. Now, Lin Yutang was born in a Christian family, a Presbyterian pastor. Now, he attended school in the St. John University in Shanghai. And later on, he went to Harvard. Eventually, he went to Leipzig, Germany, after getting his doctorate degree. Now, Lin Yutang had written so many books, numerous, at least 30, 40, or including the Chinese books would be 50 or 60 altogether. And so he was quite a very famous person. He was a chancellor of the university, Nanyang University, for 2 years, 1954 to 55. Now the thing is that he was brought in a Christian family and with such a knowledge, doctorate degree. But the thing that eventually he turned out to be a Buddhist and a Taoist. He is not a Christian anymore for a long, long time. And we thank God that by the end of his life, he repented and came again to the Lord. Well, some people may think that the fool are only those who are not intelligent in the school. But here we see a fool who was so intelligent with doctorate degree, and yet he departed from God. during 1961, when Russia shot its first spacecraft into orbit, and then there was an astronaut called Yuri Gagarin, who was in a spacecraft called Vostok. When the spacecraft was up in the space, well, he looked at the wonders of the Earth down there, about 100 over miles above the Earth, and looked everywhere. He said, "I could not see God. Where is God? I've not seen God. After coming here, circling the whole Earth, I've not seen God." But about 8 years later, when the American astronaut went up to the moon, well, their speech was totally different. They said, "What a wonderful thing God had created. Look at the Earth and look at the universe and look at the moon that we have stepped on it. God is great and God is faithful." On one hand, you see an astronaut who is a very intelligent person, goes through many training. In fact, if you want to be an astronaut, you got to be a very good pilot and helicopter pilot as well. And then eventually you're trained to become astronaut. Now, the Russian astronaut did not see God. Was he an intelligent person? Yes, definitely yes. But he was a fool. He was a fool. The Americans, they were great people because they knew what? They knew God. Not to say American, they are a powerful nation and they knew God. But they knew God. That's very wonderful. So you see that in this particular psalm, King David also said the same thing. The fool is one who intentionally and aggressively flouts God and does not need God. One who intentionally did not recognize God. The word fool here can be synonymous with the word wicked, according to this psalm. Because in her heart, he denies the existence of God, and then he says that he disregarded God. The Bible says that he is corrupted. The fool is corrupted. He is ruinous and destructive. And this is the act of the wicked. The second thing is that he has done abominable works. The word abominable means works that is not in favor by God, not liked by God. God hated that kind of work. Acts done out of complete disregard of God and His revealed law. That's abominable works. Thirdly, there's none that doeth good. An absence of godliness. I think immorality affects the society, especially at the time of the people of God, Israel. And then the psalmist here, David, lamented about the corruption, the abominable works done, and the absence of godliness at that time. I think the corruption was not only felt, but it was also seen at that time. According to the psalmist here, said those fools say that they do not see God. It's just like the Russian astronaut. I've not seen God. Corruption in Noah's time brought forth judgment from God, the flood. What about the prevalent corruption in our society today? You know, in our society, we have so many people involved in drug taking, homosexual, robbery, theft, and then even to many of the countries that are suicide bombings and so forth. Among the believers, I think there are even people who send emails with poisonous letters and so forth to poison people. I think this is even more fearful mean, the pen is more even fearful than weapons. But this is the situation today. People are even without God. If that is so, will God judge the people or not? I think the fools, they thought that, no, if I do that, God definitely will not judge. But if we see at the time of Noah, we will see that God judged the people. What about the time of Sodom and Gomorrah? The same thing. People were in Sodom and Gomorrah and they were taking their pleasure, doing all things they liked, and they forgot about God. Therefore, I think each and every one of us must be very careful. We must take care that we must not be a fool. It does not mean that you are not intelligent, but it means that you are without God. Because many in Israel had been corrupted and they did not do according to what God had commanded. So the prophet in Isaiah chapter 59 verse 4, the prophet says, "None calleth for justice, nor any pleadeth for truth. They trust in vanity and speak lies. They conceive mischief and bring forth iniquity." This is the situation that we come across also today. The fools are also mentioned of what they had done in Psalm chapter 10, the 10th Psalm. They said they despise God. They despise God and bless the covetous. Those who are greedy, the fool will bless them. They are in together with them. Will not, they said God will not seek, will judge them. They think that God, there's no God. They think that God's judgment is not with them. And puff at his enemies. The fool said, "I shall not be moved." Because why? I'll never come across any trouble. This is what the fools are thinking. They are full of cursing, deceit, fraud, and mischief. And they sit and watch for people to crouch and catch, waiting for to lurk like a lion. And finally, in Psalm chapter 10, verse 11 says, "God has forgotten. He hideth his face. He will never see it." That's what the fool are thinking. Well, they did whatever wrong they will do. They did not care about what God will do. They said, "God will not judge. There's no God." Now let us see what happened at the time of Noah. They say God had forgotten, God has hid himself, God will never see it. Today many people, even pastors or preachers, think so. They think that God will never see what we are doing, what we have written and whatever we have done, God will not see. And they behave exactly like the wicked one. Now in 2 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 13 to 15, Paul said to the people of Corinth there, "For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transferred into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing of his ministers also to be transformed as the ministers of righteous, where and shall be according to their deeds." Well, the Apostle Paul said that at Peter's time, there will be many, many apostles and pastors. They will be false pastors and false apostles, false workers, transforming themselves into apostles of Christ. And there's no wonder that Satan himself is transformed into a light of angel of light. So today we see in the ecclesiastical world, there are many, many who are like that. That seems to be very godly, according to Paul said to Timothy, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. They are like any other pastors, well-to-do. But the trouble is that they keep on condemning this, condemning that. They think that God will not judge. Will God judge? Let us see what God did to the people at the time of flood. The corruption of men before the flood. They thought that God will not judge. And God will not see. According to what the fool they said, God will not see. In Genesis 6:5, God saw the wickedness of men. God saw the wickedness of men. People think that whatever I do, when I do this and I do that, I do something evil, God will not see me. That's what the people at the time of Noah before the flood. Genesis 6:5 said, God saw the wickedness of men. Now at the time of the Tower of Babel, well, those people were thinking that I can exalt myself before God. We can exalt ourselves more than God, see. And in Genesis chapter 11 verse 5, and the Lord came down and see. Lord came down and see. God heard the outcry of the evil of Sodom and Gomorrah, and in Genesis chapter 18, verse 21, God said, I will go down and see. I will go down and see. The fool said, God has forgotten. God has hid himself. God will never see it. This is what today there are many people are like that. They do evil. This evil deeds were not only done by people who have no God, but even who claim to be, purport to be Christians, and they purport to be pastors or preachers, they are also doing that. Because why? They are like the fool, they say, God has forgotten. God has hid himself. God will never see it. But I prove already that God has seen. God will see. Because why? God is omnipresent. God is omniscient. He sees. He's everywhere. Now we have seen what the fool have behaved. One very important thing is that they treat themselves as wise and then they have no God. They think that God will not see them. God had hid himself and God had totally forgotten. But God will definitely see. On the other hand, in this particular psalm, the psalmist mentioned about the wise ones. The wise ones. Who are the wise ones? The wise ones are the ones who understand. Who understand. In verse 2 of this psalm, it said, God looked down into heaven for those who understand. Are you the ones who understand? I believe we all stand for the truth. We all believe we understand. But there are many who do not understand. They twisted the word of God. They do not understand. They are the fools, not the wise ones. The fools are characterized by their righteousness and their love for God. Are we loving God? Do you do your best? Love God with all your heart, with all your strength, with all your might, and love others as thyself? Or not only that, what Jesus said, what? Even love to the extent of your enemy. There's a few men in a boat. They were rowing a boat, a small boat. But then one of them is not their friend. So while rowing the boat, this man fell into the water. But these few people said, oh, we must save him. But they did nothing. But one went there, instead of saving him, just pressed him down. Instead of saving him, he pressed him down. Well, is that what the Bible teach you and me? He is their enemy. He did not save him, but instead just pushed him down. This is what people are doing today. We believe the same God. But instead you condemn another person. The fool are characterized by their love for God and love for other people. Their adherence, following and obeying the laws of God. Their love to do the will of God and His covenant and laws on earth. And they also seek after God. Whatever things they do, they always have in mind that God is with them. There is a God there. God is always there. And it cannot be that there is no God. They always seek to what they live according to the absolute standard of holiness and purity and justice of God. But to be so, you are often the object of persecution. You know, when you are righteous, when you follow everything according to law, and when you are straight, when you believe that the Bible is truly the Word of God, now you are liable to be what? Persecuted. There will be abuse, there will be affliction on us. But God graciously looked down to see His children. We do not act like a fool that God do not see. What the Bible says, God looked down from heaven to see you and me. Beloved, I do not know whether you are a fool or you are a wise man. According to the fool here, a fool has no God. A fool does everything according to what he wishes. And whatever thing that he does will be an abomination to God. Corruptible, when there's none that doeth good. Are you among the fool? The Bible tells us the fool are like that. But also the Bible tells us about the wise men. Are you the wise? The wise are the people who obey God and His commandments. They often like the law of God. They adhere to the law, obey His law, love to do the will of God. And they seek after God at all times. But if they do that, they are liable to be what? To be persecuted. They are liable to be abused. They will meet affliction and so forth. What God knows. God knows. So, dearly beloved, as we come to worship God, we must always think, are we the fool or are we the wise man? Jesus in Matthew chapter 7, at the end of it, tells us of the wise man and the fool. The wise man who hears His word is just like a man building his house on a firm foundation. We follow the word of God. We believe the word of God. And we do the word of God. And we are like building on firm foundation. When trouble comes, persecution, affliction, abuse, and so forth, we are not shaken. But if we are like the fool, you know God, we do not heed the word of God, we do not do according to the word of God. What happened is that just like the foolish man that built his house on sand, no good foundation, so that when the wind comes and the rain floods, when the storm came, the house will tumble. And tumble will be very great and not small. Beloved, let me ask you once again. King David was telling us about the fool and the wise man. Also in Psalm chapter 53, the same thing he repeated about the fool and the wise man. Are you the fool? Let me ask you. If you always constantly do not according to his word, and you are always against something, against the word of God, then you are what? You are the fool. Because you think that there is no God, and God is not able to sustain his word, and God is not able to sustain you and me. Today you may be having a doctorate degree, but if you do not believe the word of God, your doctorate degree is equal to nothing. But you do not have good education and yet you believe in God, it is very much better than what? Than your degree and so forth. So, a fool who has no God will be equal to nothing. But a wise man who has no qualification will be very much better than a fool. God will always bless the wise man. God always looks for those who understand. God only always looks for those who are righteous. God always looks for those who are adhering to his word and law and obeying his law. But God will not what? God will not do anything for the fool. Instead, they will meet what? Meet punishment from God. They say they have no God, but they will meet punishment. Like the time of Noah. Like the time of the Tower of Babel. And like the time of Sodom and Gomorrah. So, beloved, let me ask you once again. Are you the fool? You may say that I'm not. I'm having quite a good qualification, but that's no good. If you have no God, that's no good. You are still a fool. Like the astronaut who has gone up to space, well qualified, and yet he is a fool. Like Dr. Lin Yutang. Now Lin Yutang is my... He was born in the same village as I was born, in China. But he has no God. He's a fool. We thank God that eventually he turned back and come back to God. He became a wise man. A fool became a wise man. Are you a fool? Let me ask you. Let us pray. Our loving Heavenly Father, once again, we thank Thee for being able to be here and to see Thy Word. Lord, we know that David mentioned about the fool and what kind of a person he was. Lord, sometimes we think that we are wise and we are not fools. But on the contrary, if we do not have God, we are fools. May Thy word help each and every one of us that we must constantly hold fast like what the wise men are, with good foundation, having the word of God with us, the truth, that we will not depart from it. Lord, we pray once again for this church, and we thank Thee for seeing the growth that Thou hast blessed this church, and Thou hast blessed so many people who have come to this church. And we continue to pray that many will come to this church because they want to seek the truth. We commit them unto Thy hand and pray that Thou will continue to guide this church for many years to come. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.